Kevin, you're on with Mike Siegel at Coast to Coast AM. Hello.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm very well, sir. How are you?
Not too good.
What's the problem, sir?
There is a figure standing at the at the foot of my bed.
Yeah?
And it hasn't moved. I've been trying to call. I have one of those old-fashioned phones that you can't push redials or nothing. And it took the phone from me and it gave it back to me just about 5 minutes ago. And
well, describe, are you looking at this figure right now?
I have two overprotective guard dogs in my house. And they were on my bed when it came into the room, and then they got up and then they left, and I haven't heard or seen them since. And I'm looking right at it right now.
You're looking at this figure right now.
And it is not moving. It's just standing there.
Is it watching you talk to me on the telephone?
Yes, sir.
Describe it, would you?
It's like ultraviolet, with a tint of red behind it, and the eyes are real, real small, and it has one hole directly beneath the eyes where the nose on our face is placed, and it has one lip, upper lip.
How tall?
It's about four feet. 4.5 feet tall.
What's it doing right now? Does it know you're calling a radio?
It's making like, if I can place the phone, can you hear it?
Yes.
Can you hear that?
Yes.
It's like static. I don't know what it is, but it's on.
Are you holding the phone up toward the figure right now? Is that it?
Right now I am. Hear it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's some kind of magnetic sound. Well, now, and the figure is not moving?
It is not moving, it's not blinking, it's not doing anything, it's making this really weird noise. And
you said it was ultraviolet, can you see through it?
It's translucent, yes, sir.
So it is translucent.
I could see, there's a wall right behind it, and I have, like, just a nightlight in my bedroom.
Yeah.
And I see the red light behind the ultraviolet fluorescent figure.
Now, you called about, an hour ago, and then they took the phone from you?
I called about an hour ago, and she said, please hold on line, and it reached out its arm without moving and extended its arm all the way to the bed, and it had its hand out, and I placed the phone in its hand, and it took the phone, and it was, like, holding it, and there's, like, wet stuff all over my phone.
Well, can you tell what that is, what kind of liquid it is?
It smells like alcohol, or like mess, I can't describe it, like almost like turpentine or something.
Has this figure tried to communicate with you in any way?
No, it hasn't made one noise. It's just like making this static noise.
Did it come through the wall into the home, or did it open the door?
I don't know, I have no idea.
Were you asleep when this came in?
Yes, sir, I was. My dog started growling and I woke up. And there it was. I mean, it was right there at the foot of my bed.
And you're in Buffalo, West Virginia?
Yes, I am.
Are you in a very rural area?
No, I am very secluded.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You're secluded. Have you tried to leave that room? Has it tried to stop you from leaving the room?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir, but I won't even move.
You said it has two eyes?
It has two eyes.
And a hole where the nose should be and only an upper lip?
And an upper lip.
Does it have any ears?
It doesn't have no ears, and it doesn't have no hair on its
head. Any clothes?
No, he is not clothed. There's not one stitch of clothing on it.
You can't tell if it's a he or she, though. Did it know what to do with the phone? Did it hold the phone in the way it didn't?
No. It pulled on the wire, and it tried to unscrew the ear piece, and then it tried to unscrew the receiver piece.
Is it still 3 feet from you?
Yes, it is.
And it's not moving at this moment?
Its hand is held out.
It's holding its hand up. Do you think it wants to touch you?
No, I don't know. Honestly,
if you were to touch this, would your hand go right through it because of its being ultraviolet?
I could give it the phone if you want me to.
Well, I'm not sure it would know what to do with the phone.
It's holding its hand out like it did before when it wanted the phone.
Well, hand the phone to it.
hold on just a second.
All right.
I gotta move real slow like I did before.
Okay, yeah, don't make any fast moves. Don't want to scare it. If you can understand me, my name is Mike Siegel, and we are on Coast to Coast AM, and we would like to talk with you if you can communicate.
It dropped the phone.
It dropped the phone, okay. I thought maybe it had it, and I was trying to talk to it.
No, it just turned its hand. It didn't grip the phone this time. It just turned its hand over, and the phone fell out and hit the bed.
All right, I'm going to ask you to stay there, and Delaney will hold the phone and talk with you through the break, okay? So stay right there. Mr. Friedman, when we come back, I'll turn it over to you, maybe if you want to ask some questions as we're going along here, if that's all right with you.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much. Stanton Friedman is with us. We come back with Kevin. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, and unfortunately we have lost our caller from Buffalo, West Virginia. We're trying now to get him back.